Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Sherry Andrew, Polly Sayer and Lou Huff. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Last podcast of the year. I think we have to apologise, first of all, for not having had a podcast for the last 2 weeks. And that is because the office has been struck down with various winter flus, which has actually, for the first time ever, left us just two short staffs. So, Sherry, you're bouncing back. If I sound a little bit nasal, I think I've got the best possible version of the leggy that's going round, but I don't feel my fittest today. So apologies if I sound nasal. You're back on your feet after a week of it.
Yes, exactly. It's just taken out everyone this year.
Like, really taken
out.
Yeah.
At least you've had it now, though, and you know that you'll be fine over Christmas, because normally, as soon as I stop for Christmas, that's when it gets me.
Oh, that's so true. Yes.
Anyway, that's boring chat. Welcome to the last week of the year, everybody.
Oh,
how exciting. Polly, I'm going to start with you, because you've got the least festive chat, probably, but you've been on the most fabulous trip.
Yeah, so I just got back from Costa Rica. There were some like Christmas trees and Christmas lights, but there's something about being somewhere hot that just makes you feel completely unfestive. So it's actually a lush time of year to go away because you get the sunshine, but then coming home actually feels fine because I'm just like, oh, it's really Christmassy here,
and like you've got something to look forward to.
But if you've not been to Costa Rica, I would totally recommend it. It's such a beautiful country. The people are super friendly, the food's great, there's amazing wildlife, lush beaches, great for surfing. And there's just so much to explore. I feel like we were only there for a week, so we did a bit of it. So Monteverde, Tamarindo and La Fortuna, which are kind of a mix of beach and rainforest sort of vibes. But apparently there's a whole other side, which is on the Caribbean side, which is also really beautiful. So I can't wait to go back and explore the other side, really.
Quite a last minute trip.
Yeah, fairly last minute. I knew, so my boyfriend Harry had some like, you know, holiday days booked in at work, and we were kind of like, what should we do? And a friend of mine is a digital nomad and has been living like and working remotely, like in various places throughout the year. Yeah. I know, she's absolutely smashing life.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And picked Costa Rica for the month of December. And then another of my friends, Emily, she's between TV contracts and was like, I think I'm going to go out and stay with her for a couple of weeks. And I was like, maybe we should go and join. And it felt quite YOLO.
Very gap year.
Yeah. But it was just so great. And like, didn't feel too far to go for a week, actually. Like, I wish we could have done a bit longer, but totally fine. And yeah, I miss it already.
How long is the flight?
So we didn't do a direct flight. There is one, I think, that BA do. It's not every day, but I think there's a direct flight. Maybe it's like 9 hours or something. But we had to go via Canada. So in total, it's about 14 hours.
My geography is not amazing, but that feels like a really like you're going up to go down.
Yeah, right? It kind of is, but it meant that the flights were considerably cheaper,
And actually, I always think Canada's above us, but it's actually not that high above us. Quite straight across.
The map as well.
I didn't feel too bad afterwards, slept on the plane most of the time. And yeah, as I said, like, the flights were surprisingly affordable, actually. I was really expecting them to be so much worse. But yeah, it was just an epic trip. And
did you watch any good films on the flight? Which, could you remember when watching a film on the flight was a big thing? Like, you get like all the best news before the game.
I'd look up in advance what was going to be on the plane.
That's not a thing now.
Well, like, I saw so many people like over my seat headrest, and they were all watching Barbie because they had the Barbie movie on there. But I actually didn't really end up watching very much. I just conked out and went to sleep. Watched a few Sex and the City reruns on the way out, which for me is like comfort watching.
Yeah,
you know, familiarity. And I get something out of it every time I watch it.
Also, when you used to not have a TV in your headset, and there was like one like down the aisle.
I just think that's certain planes.
Really?
I'm not sure that's been the case in our lifetime. I just think certain length journeys don't have
Oh, maybe there it's
individual
that
do you remember when I was on the fold down thing that you would have to watch the same film?
Yeah. You put your headphones in if you want to watch the film.
Yeah. You have to, like, I don't know, catch it at the right time.
Yeah, otherwise you're like, oh, I've missed half the movie. Yeah.
Some airlines, I think, still do that for shorter. I've had that on, like, the odd American.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, not American Airlines, but on American.
Okay. Like, internal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I guess, like, everyone's got, like, iPads and laptops now. So it just eliminates that if, like, you're on a short haul, you can just watch it. But. I've never organised enough to, like, download a movie or anything onto any of my devices, so I just sit there and, like, probably just get by the Wi-Fi and just scroll for, like, 5 hours or whatever.
I get really stressed about the idea of getting on a plane, like, without things to watch, because, like, I've been burnt. You know when you sit on the runway for 5 hours before your flight? I've had that a couple of times and it just stresses me out. So I'm, like, an over-downloader of
things. God, I remember when we flew to Cambodia when I was, like, 21, and I was with three friends, and they sat us down in a row of seats, and then we were, like, all giddy and, like, excited, like, what we were going to watch. And then they came over and they were like, so sorry, the power has gone in your row of seats.
Oh,
and we're like, oh, no problem. Like, can we move somewhere? And they're like, no, there's no other seats. Oh. We literally had to do a really long flight with.
Oh my God. No, did you get any money back?
Oh, no.
I think we got, like, vouchers for, like,
like a sandwich. Like, you never
shame. Yeah. Up.
Lou, you've also just been away. You've been in Cornwall.
Yeah, we were in Cornwall for my daughter's first birthday, which is so dreamy and wholesome. Like, I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but going to, like, the beach, like, the British beach off season is so nice.
Yeah.
We were staying at Atlanta Trevone, which is a really beautiful group of kind of self-catering apartments and, like, beautifully designed, like, amazing interiors right on the beach. We went in April and had such an amazing time. We're like, we need to go back. And it was just heaven. It was really, we just did, like, little walks, and the weather was classic Cornish. It would be, like, raining and stormy, and then, like, beautiful sunshine. And we watched loads of films and lit the fire and had loads of food, and, like, just spending a week with my daughter. Obviously, I haven't had that since I've come back to work. And it was literally like we watched her turn into a little girl before our eyes. It
so
was
cute.
So magical. And I thought I was, like, so deeply in love with her before I left. It's like, honestly, it hurts how much I'm obsessed with her. So, yeah, it was really, really special spending that time. Just as a three, isn't it?
Awesome. I know, how nice to have so much time off before Christmas. That's why you're both still standing and not sniffing away.
Yeah, I felt really, really refreshed. I think, again, there's something about, like, being, like, by the sea and, like, just really, like, blowing the cobwebs away.
Yeah.
And it was just so beautiful. That coastline is absolutely incredible.
Something quite cozy about going to, like, the seaside in the winter, because, like, in the summer, I suppose it's disappointing when the weather's rubbish, but you know you're getting yourself into it.
You just
winter,
embrace
it's like,
it.
Right, wrap up.
And it felt like when it was sunny, like we said every day, God, we've been so lucky with the weather, which you just feel, like, hard done by in the summer.
Yeah.
And we had, like, the beaches completely to ourselves, and and then you don't feel guilty when you cozy up by the fire and, like, watch Christmas films.
So nice.
It's really, really good.
Sherry, lurgy aside, what have you been up to?
Lurgy aside, I've just been hunkering down at home, really. Nothing exciting for me to report, other than I've been on a mission to secure some gig tickets, which is honestly turning into a second job at this point. They just make it very hard.
Okay.
So girls allowed. I have secured the ticket.
You've done it.
I've done it. Yeah. So that was, like, the big one.
Yeah.
I love how you call it a gig. Like, to me, a gig is, like, some cool event.
Yeah.
It's not like a concert.
A concert and a gig, isn't it? Like, certain times.
That's
I would
so
not
true.
Be describing Girls Aloud as gig,
but I'm so jealous.
You're cool enough that you go to enough gigs that it's fine.
To be fair, it is a concert. When it's, like, at the O2, there's like a thousand of people. Okay, fair. That's a concert.
Their concert that I went to was, like, the best musical extravaganza I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Sound of the Underground is an absolute banger.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm going to go with that.
The OG.
Yeah. Me good. Too. I also love I Can't Speak French.
Yeah, me too. Man.
Oh, what a song.
What a line.
Yeah. What a song. And they do a French version as well in French.
Oh, exactly. There.
Yeah, Nadine Coyle doing a French accent is quite impressive. So yeah, I secured them.
Well done.
Thank goodness.
Well done.
So they're playing next year. But it's annoying because I've got three gigs all in the same week. And they're, like, quite big, expensive ones.
What are the other ones?
So Burna Boy is playing on Saturday.
Okay.
He's like the best person I've ever seen. Yeah, so I'm very excited. And then Troye Sivan is also playing in the same
week. I love the variety show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You have to bring some eclectic taste.
Okay, well, if you can't end up going to the Girls Aloud, then I will happily
take Okay, fine. So yeah, that's kind of been my mission for the last couple of weeks. It gets to this point of the year and I really start needing things in 2024 to look forward to.
Well, you've definitely nailed it.
Yeah.
Like
When in the year are those things?
So it's like end of last week of June.
I've got quite a week to go.
It's quite a way, but that week is going to be amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. I might take annual leave for it, honestly.
Yeah, you might. You should rest in between your gigs.
Yeah. I know. So that's all really for me. I've been watching lots of TV and
what have you been watching?
Hunkering Down. Chicken Run 2.
Oh my God, I need to watch it. I'm so excited to
is
watch
it. Is it good?
Guys, this has been in my calendar for like 3 months. I don't know why.
Chicken Run 1 is one of my favourites.
Yeah. It's so
kids
brilliant.
Films ever. Yeah. I love me too.
And that's why we were so excited. So we had like, me and Lam had like a date day in the diary. Okay. It was like, keep Friday the 15th free, Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget is coming out. It's amazing.
So sorry,
it's
for those really who don't know what Chicken Run is.
If you don't know, get to know. No.
It's an Aardman animation, isn't it? Like Wallace and Gromit.
Exactly. Yeah. And a group of chickens try and escape from the farm.
Yes.
And
that's crazy.
It's
not like that,
does it? But it's so much really more good. Than that.
So much more.
But the second film, the premise is they've escaped to this lovely island. They're living their best chicken lives. And it's like idyllic and they've got everything they need, food, water. And oh gosh, what's the main girl called? Ginger and Rocky have had a little baby. They have a baby chick.
Sweet.
Really sweet. And she is very much like her mum and she wants to escape and see what's on the other side of the farm. Like what's the freedom? So without spoiling anything, she escapes and realises that there's a new chicken farm that is like high tech.
Oh,
they've like upgraded it and no one knows what's going on behind the scenes, but it's all very weird and very shady.
Oh gosh.
And Mrs. Tweedy is back.
She's back.
OG.
Wow.
Yeah, catch the chickens, Mr. Tweedy. She's back. Yeah.
Okay, love that.
So it was really good.
It's good.
I don't think it's as good as the original.
Okay.
This very much felt like a kids' film. Okay. Because I think the original, there's more in it for adults. Yeah. But still, it's really good.
I've heard that they've replaced. It's Julius Wahala, isn't it? And Mel Gibson, who play the original main characters. But they've been replaced, I believe.
They've been replaced. I think it's Tandy Newton.
Is it?
I think. And who's doing the male voice? I can't remember.
Mel Gibson's been cancelled, I think, hasn't he? So it's
not him.
Not him.
Speaking of children's classics, we went to see Wonka on Friday.
Oh,
it is so brilliant. I absolutely loved it. It's a real... we'd seen Timothée Chalamet on... Graham Norton the week before, was it? And I remember he described it and he was just like, it's a real heartwarming, like family festive film and you kind of step out of the cinema or like full of joy and that is it.
Aww.
I also didn't realise it was a musical. So yeah, it's a musical. But it is just wonderful and just really joyous and like imaginative and
Timmy's a good Wonka.
Timmy's a really good Wonka.
I see that.
Yeah. it's the story like of how Wonka came to be, so how he
it's the origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And him kind of getting his first shop and kind of making his mark in the chocolate world.
Oh, because I thought it was like another remake.
It's a prequel.
We need another one. Like the Johnny Depp one wasn't all that long ago, was it?
No, so this is a prequel to the original, to the Gene Wilder version. Yeah, okay, taking aside the Johnny Depp.
Yeah, so it's not about the factory at all. It's just about him and. How he creates his kind of world of chocolate. And it's really good. It's a really great cast.
Cool.
Olivia is Hugh Grant amazing?
Hugh Grant is absolutely amazing. If you've seen the trailer, you'll see that he's an Oompa Loompa.
I love that for him.
And it's very like Paddington 2 meets Greatest Showman.
Well, it's the same writers and producers as Paddington. So you can stands to reason. It's been quite slated by critics. How is his singing? Because that has been in particular.
I wouldn't say it's like his nose Zac Efron.
Okay.
Well,
no one is.
But it's just like he kind of. I don't think he needs like the most amazing voice. It's just almost like if you were talking and then you just like sing.
Lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't think it needed to be like.
It's not about the vocals.
No, and it's not like big like show numbers. It's not like, it's not a musical in that way.
Okay.
It's just like a little merry beat.
A little pop.
Yeah.
A merry beat.
I really enjoyed it.
Fab.
Polly,
what have you been watching? Have you seen anything good? Oh, yeah. No, I haven't really been watching anything, but I have been binge listening to Esther Perel's podcast, which I know is not new news, but I feel like I'm late to the party, but it's really good. In case you're not familiar, it's called Where Do We Begin? And in each episode, she talks to someone or maybe a couple about a problem or a question they might have, and it's just a therapy session. The range of topics is just so fascinating. Whether it's like, I listened to one yesterday that was a woman who was really close to her brother but really doesn't get on with her brother's wife and their relationship and dynamic, and then, you know, a couple who don't have sex, that kind of thing. I just think she's such a good therapist. She's so kind of measured, but says, you know, sort of pushes you like in just the right way and is really thought provoking. And I feel like I like learn so much from it every time. And everyone loves a bit of like, you know,
juice,
a bit of juice and a bit of nosiness into other people's business. So yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, really, really enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good tab. And what about you?
Nothing of quality, but I watched twice somehow this weekend Spirited, which is one of my favourite Christmas films from the past,
last year. I watched the trailer and I just thought, this looks shit. Oh my god,
it's so brilliant. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, and it's almost a sequel to Scrooge, to Christmas Carol. It basically picks up in Ghostland, I suppose. Will Ferrell plays the Ghost of Christmas Present, and he bops around with Ghost of Christmas Past and whatever the other one is, future, and they redeem people, basically like what they did with Scrooge in the story of A Christmas Carol. They go and haunt people in the hopes of making them a better person. So you're seeing it from their perspective. They identify Ryan Reynolds' character as the person who they would like to redeem for the following Christmas, and it is about Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds' relationship as they try to take him on the same journey that Ebenezer Scrooge goes on, and all the kind of shenanigans that go on there. It is, I can't explain how musically the songs are. Like, if you like a good musical, it's a musical as well.
Okay.
If you like a musical, it is like the most musically of musical show tunes. Like, they have been going around and around in my head for days. they are proper, proper numbers. Like, you know, Mary Poppins stuff, like big, fun, dramatic. There's ballads in there. Octavia Spencer plays a love interest and another key character, and it's just yes, of course it's really silly. It starts off quite silly, but it's got real heart as well, and just like the best music.
Maybe I'll give it a go. I just wasn't sold on the trailer, and I was like, no,
it's really, really jolly. It looks really silly, and you sort of have to get through the first 15 minutes of silliness, and then it genuinely is really good. I really love it for Christmas. I've done Elf. I haven't done Love Actually yet. That's waiting for this weekend.
Oh, we watched that last
week. Did you?
Oh. Harry had never seen Love Actually.
I was hearing about these people.
I was like, come on. Like, how have you gone through life? And I was like, right, we're sitting down and watching this. And Kel Sapriese, he loved it. And I'm just like, no, you understand.
I do think that is the best. We watched The Holiday, and I only like the story with Jude Law and the little kids.
Yeah, it's cute.
You don't like the Iris story?
I find...
That's the best bit.
Yeah,
I find Jack Black so irritating. I really like Iris and the old man.
Yeah, that's cute. Lovely.
I think his little like song is lovely. Yeah. But I find Jack Black so irritating.
So that's interesting, because I think that, you know, I watch The Holiday a lot, like most of us, and I'm getting to the point of cannot bear Cameron Diaz's terrible acting in it. I actually find it quite uncomfortable as I'm getting, the older I get and as the years roll on. I can't believe she was allowed to be that bad at acting. it's really terrible in that film. Like, it's really terrible.
It is much better, I think.
Jack Black is much more, but I understand if you don't like Jack Black, then also like that. I think she's quite excruciating to watch, actually. Yeah. Jude Law is not, obviously.
Yeah, it's a dream.
He is flawless in that film.
It's him at his peak, isn't it?
Really. That and Talented Mr. Ripley. Somewhere between the two of them.
I think, he's my type on paper on that film.
I think he's everyone. No one can deny that he's just like a special looking gorge. Human in that. Yeah. Right, Christmas is nearly upon us. We've got to have a bit of Christmas chat. What's everybody up to? So we should say we're recording this on Monday. It'll be out on Friday. Mm-hmm. At which point, the end is nigh.
Yeah.
So what are your plans over the Christmas weekend when we break up on Friday? Terry?
On Friday. So I'll be in France then. Christmas in France this year, which is really exciting. Which is such a blessing because, well, for many reasons.
I've been doing French lessons.
Sorry, Carol. It means that I don't have to do any Christmas cooking, no Christmas prep. I can just fully be a guest and sit back and someone else can... make all the festivities, which is very nice. Yeah. But I still need to buy presents. Okay. I'm so late on
me
this.
Too. Yeah, it's really yeah, stressful, Sherry.
Yeah, I need. Okay, maybe you guys can help me. So. Mm. I need a present for Lemire. I have bought him a really good present for him that I kind of want myself. Perfect. So it's a karaoke microphone.
Love. That is so not what I thought you were going to say.
I might get one of those. That's amazing.
It's so good. And it was only like £20 from Amazon. It was so cheap. But it connects to your phone via Bluetooth. So it's like a microphone in one. So
you
really love
karaoke.
I don't do that often, but when I do, I'm like, oh, this is so good.
I do feel like for £20, you could have just bought it for yourself and called it a day. Yeah. Like, you didn't necessarily need to gift it to him.
No, but I think he'll really like it. I think he'll really like it.
Do you know I've never done karaoke?
What? Lou?
Really? Yeah. Lou?
Never done karaoke?
The option has never arisen.
Can we all go?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever opted into karaoke.
No, it just happens, doesn't it?
It just happens. Yeah.
I've never been in a situation where it's been floating.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, we must make it happen.
Yeah.
It is really, you forget how fun it is. I think so the thought fun. Of it is a bit like, oh, and when you're doing it, by song like four, you're like, oh, I agree. Yeah, give me the mic.
You have to be quite drunk for it, I think.
Or a massive attention seeker.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think I'm both.
You love a bit of karaoke, don't you?
Love a bit of karaoke. But this is the idea of like doing it on your own. Like last night, I was just like singing on my own. Obviously, had to test out the mic, see if it was good.
So you've unboxed the mic as well.
Oh, yeah, I've unboxed it.
Top-notch gift.
I paired it. No, but it was, you know, it was ready to go.
I see.
So I thought, you know, it'd be rude not to test it.
You just sat at home by yourself just singing songs.
Yeah, what did you say?
I would 100% do that. I love that.
I was singing Blue, you know. All Rise, exactly. All Rise.
You make me want to call you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But it was very cheap, so I need to buy him like an actual present.
Okay.
And I just don't know where to start. I've looked at the gift guide, which is so lovely. Mm. Our gift guide, which is obviously curated and amazing.
Yes.
But I'm just not sure any of it's for
him. Do
you
want to go for like an experience? Do you want to go for a physical thing?
Experience.
I don't know. A physical thing. It also has to fit into a stocking, so we're just doing little stockings.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Like a coat or something.
Well, I kind of know what he's got me, because I signed it to his Amazon and I saw everything.
Oh,
and I
was like, oh. Have you told him that you've seen?
Well, I've told him that I've seen one thing.
But also
I've seen
you don't
it
know
all.
That they're all, like, you've just seen the Amazon order. There might be other gifts that aren't
there. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is very true. Who knows?
What's he doing?
He's got me some earrings. Maybelline Lash Sensation. I was very impressed
with
that.
Wow.
These are like little stocking fillers.
Yeah, yeah.
Good attention to detail.
Yeah. Oh, are they the earrings? Like the Bottega style ones, if they're from Amazon.
Oh, I'm not sure. Mm, I just thought, I think it was a hoop. I was like, oh, I'm not going to see, but I've seen him. And he bought me a Pilates ring.
Oh, that's a really good gift.
I think I mentioned it ages ago.
That's a really good gift.
Good gifts.
Very good. So, yeah, I'm not sure what to get him in return.
So
I'm not sure what budget is. Maybe like £75?
Well, I saw this morning, I was also having a real panic this morning. I've woken up every day for a week in a panic, so why I've still done nothing about gifts, I don't know. But I've done Ben, but I was looking for, I need some kind of smaller bits for my dad and my brother. And I found, I can't remember if it was in the Sherlock's gift guide or not, but on Amazon, a mug warmer. So it keeps your cup of tea or your coffee. I don't know, but my parents drink just like only coffee and tea. So I thought for my dad, quite a good one. And that was like £30.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quite a good stuff.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
What about like nice socks and nice boxers? I know that's really basic,
but
I feel like every boy probably appreciates it. I would appreciate getting pants and stuff.
Yeah, and you could buy for yourself. You don't upgrade for yourself.
Or like pajama bottoms. Like again, like such a boring thing you want to buy for yourself, but
that is true.
Yeah.
Do you know who did the best men's pajamas?
Mm. David Gandy Menswear.
Yeah.
They
are unreal. Yeah.
Honestly, so David soft. Gandy Wellwear, genuinely okay, the comfiest, and also a really good price point.
Really good price point.
Yeah. Done, sorted.
There you go.
Okay, he's quite nice. So, thanks, guys. Polly. What about Polly?
How's the shopping going?
Yeah, do you know what? I think I'm pretty much there. I just need some things to arrive. Like, yeah, I've just kind of like last minute added my orders a bit. So I'm ordered, but they just need to come. Harry and I are just doing token presents for each other this year, which is taking the pressure off. But in terms of what I'm looking forward to, so every year, like, I feel like, you know, the Harry Potter films are on, but I'm like particularly excited to watch The Philosopher's Stone this year because of the TikTok stuff.
Oh my
God. When I'm going, not move, you're free to check the king. And I'm just so excited to go, not me, not Hermione, yo.
But I can't see it without seeing Daisy and Kate doing it.
I just really can't wait to watch it again, like with fresh eyes after this year.
But it's such a bad film.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, but yeah. Like, I think Deathly Hallows Part 2 is a genuinely like amazing, terribly scary film. But I think it takes the first seven films to get to
Well, they just, the acting's not great. The acting's not great, especially. But like, it's kind of like fun because they're a bit shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I could do any better. They were quite young, but but yeah, that's what I'm mainly looking forward to. Hopefully this week, I just need to wait for Harry to get back from his work trip and then sit down. I'm going to watch that together. And
nice.
Yeah, have some Christmas fun. And just like make the most of, like, I feel like I haven't, you know, first of all, problems, I've been on holiday, but I haven't really made the most of my Christmas tree. And I'm like, I really want to like hunker down a bit this week and like watch some Christmas films in the flat before we go back to my parents for Christmas.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah,
quite nice. What are you doing?
We are going back to Bristol to see family. So yeah, we're going to go back on the weekend. But it's quite a busy, there's a lot of family, a lot of different families to see, so just trying to squeeze it all.
Have you got some prezzies for Bobby?
We've got, it's quite hard because like obviously she's like totally unaware. Really, yeah. And like the wrapping is like the most exciting part of the gift for her. So we've got her like a wooden walker.
Cute.
And I just really like buying her clothes. Like this morning I was looking at more clothes for her. Which is silly, although I feel like now it'll last a little bit longer, like when she was first born, they grow out of them so quickly. So just a few little clothes bits.
Nice. What about you, Charles?
Well, we go away on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get my head around like Christmas and then going away. Yeah. And like that because you've got Christmas in your head, that then feels further away than it actually is. So quiet weekend in London. We'll go to my parents on Christmas Eve. Spend Christmas Day there. It's really low key. It's just the five of us, like Ben and I, my parents, my brother this year, which actually I'm quite, it actually is really nice. Like, you know, there are times for when it's nice to do bigger things, but actually I'm quite looking forward to it being quite low key.
Yeah.
And we had originally had a plan that we weren't going to do like a big Christmas dinner, like that actually that was kind of, I don't know about you guys, I've had like five already this year. Like I don't need another like turkey and potatoes. I don't know where they keep coming from, but so the idea was just to kind of do the picky bits all day and just, you know, those cheese. No, but then it sort of just escalated and that's just not really what's happened. And my mum was like, oh, we've got a beef and we've got a turkey. Anyway, so I don't really know what the exact plan is. I think we'll probably just be eating from the minute we wake up to the English breakfast, which is just the best way to spend the day. Yeah. So I'm done with Ben. I've gone so rogue. Like, honestly, so rogue. I have had cushions made for him in a fabric that is beagle print. That sounds so disgusting. It's not. They're really cheesy. He's gonna love it, right? It's Pierre Frey fabric, I should say. It's very nice. They're trimmed with brown velvet.
I'm imagining very chic version.
They're very chic. They're very chic, and they sort of go with the color palette of my house. Nice. There's the browns and the and
again,
the
like a present that you will benefit from.
Yeah, totally true. But yeah, it's totally true. So I think he keeps being like, I can't guess what you bought me. I'm like, trust me, if your life depended on it, you will not guess.
Do you know what he's got you?
No, honestly, you guys, I'm so stressed because my husband is wonderful in so many ways. Present giving is not his forte. Last year the agreement was that going forward I would just tell him what to get, like, and that's so fine by me. Like I don't know, people always say to, you know, I'm sure you guys get the same, like, oh, you're so hard to buy for.
Yeah,
I honestly think I'm so easy to buy for. Like, just buy me a Dipti candle, buy me literally, like, there's so many things. Buy me cashmere socks, like I feel like there's some really basic. Anyway,
people are just like not listening.
So we had a whole agreement and it would be like next year, you know, I'll buy based on your recommendations. And he's just gone alone. He's gone and said, I've got you something. He goes to me the other day, honestly, if you don't like it, it's grounds for divorce, because I'm that confident. I'm
it's worrying when they're that confident with something. Lord, give me the confidence of a straight white man.
I feel like if he wanted some pointers, the pointers are there to be
given. The pointers are there to be taken. He hasn't spoken to you. No, that's really quite worrying.
No.
He's that confident that he hasn't come to... No, that's not okay.
Well, we'll see. All in good time. He may have nailed it.
But he said it's something to wear.
Oh, God.
I can't think of anything that I've been so emphatic about that he would be that confident about it. And this sounds so ungrateful. I don't mean to be ungrateful at all. It's obviously so amazing. It's more just that it adds so much pressure on both of us. Like, that's so scary. That's you know, it just, everyone would just be so much less stressed if you just...
I'm excited for you. I can't wait. Can you do a reveal?
I'll let you know.
We need a reveal for sure. Yeah. I thought it might be shoes.
Yeah, maybe.
But if it's in a massive box.
No, like, that's, he said that's different.
No, but I feel like you would have bought the shoes you really
wanted. I know. This is what I mean. And anything that I really want.
What about, I think, handbag? Like, have you mentioned?
No, because I don't think only ones that are far beyond budget. So I can't imagine that.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll keep you posted.
I really need to get on my presents.
So you haven't got anything?
I bought one. I've bought Bobby's. That's it.
What are you giving Lou?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Okay. I'm aware that I've heard a lot of news about Royal Mail striking and not getting delivery times.
I know. But then the idea of actually going to a shop makes me just want to
literally gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what'll happen. I'll be in Westfield at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
I don't know why. I just always think get ahead.
I know. I normally quite good. I don't know about you. I'm normally quite.
I'm always really organized this year. I'm just like,
I know.
Sort of crept up this year.
Yeah. I've got Friday in town, so that's my if
that'll be cool. Enjoy.
Really fun.
Have you seen the videos of Regent Street? My goodness.
Did you see the Columbia Road thing had to close down?
Yeah.
So Columbia Road have always done, I think it's every Wednesday in December, they do carols and mulled wine. Oh. And then TikTok found out about it and they've had to shut it because it's just been so overrun. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sad I haven't heard a single carol.
Oh, are you going to
a carol an official?
Are you?
Thursday.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Very nice. Very excited.
That's really lovely.
That's something that gets me really in the mood.
Really festive.
I really want to do that, and I really want to do the queue Christmas lights.
Yeah,
and that is so sold out and hard to get.
I know.
Well.
Yeah, so you've got to get that in August.
I know.
Yeah.
And I know that Bobby would have absolutely loved that.
But she'll appreciate it even more next year. So,
yeah.
I actually went. I saw the Nutcracker a few weeks ago.
I saw that
at Royal Opera House, which was really special. I don't think I've done that as an adult.
Great outfit.
Thank you. Yes, I went with Harrods and they very kindly lent us clothes to wear because they've launched a new occasion wear segment. My worst thing in the whole world is being overdressed. It makes me die.
Yeah.
And walking through the Royal Opera House with everybody just in their post-work clothes wearing a full ball gown was about as mortified as I get.
You look sensational.
It was a fun excuse to dress up. And my God, the ballet is just so good.
I
used to get bored when I was little, but
now you really appreciate it so much more, don't you? It's just so beautiful. Magical.
Did you get a tour at the back?
Yes, we had a tour. Amazing. We had a tour at the costume department.
Oh, I would
really
love to see
incredible.
That.
Yeah, it was so nice. Yeah, it was so, it was really amazing. And when they produce a new ballet, it would come to millions to start all this costumes from scratch. And they don't have that kind of budget. So basically everything, they'll buy one prototype from a vintage store or whatever, and then they'll recreate it times 50 because obviously they need so many versions. And they basically will always be mending old costumes. Yeah. So anything that's in the Nutcracker right now would have been worn in the Nutcracker in the 70s as well.
That's
because they don't have the budgets to and you can't see donned costumes. You can't see those kind of fixed up bits from the stage anyway. Yeah. So they just kind of piece them all together.
And I don't know, something more kind of magical about it's just been there for years and years.
And they have this kind of archival books for every character from every major ballet. So if you take the Sugar Plum Fairy, for example, they'll have one book for the Sugar Plum Fairy's costumes.
Amazing.
And it's every iteration of that costume, from all their various productions.
So cool.
But then they have it, obviously that's a big character. They have it for every minor character as well. It's really cool. It's really
amazing.
Cool. Wow. So that was really fun and festive. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas, Sherry?
As I'm in France this year, I think their big day is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking forward to experiencing a new culture.
Yeah.
If I don't speak French, that's going to be quite tricky.
If you want to parler en français avec Pauline and I for the next few days, you are welcome.
But honestly, I'm just looking forward to the food. Mm. It's just the best time just feast. Mm. And you know what? This year, I haven't had much cheese in my life.
I've had a lot of cheese.
I don't know what's been going on. I haven't had as much cheese as I would like, so I'm ready to have cheese for every day.
Can I tell you my new obsession, which is mince pies with Stilton?
Oh, that's
because
nice.
A mince pie effectively acts as
the chutney.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
With a pastry. I mean, it's heaven.
Oh, I love that.
Obviously, this is not chutney I can get involved with.
Polly, what are you most looking forward to other than watching The Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, that's you've kind of taken my idea. What to say? No, I'm really looking forward to doing Christmas with my family this year, actually, just for the last like 3 years, I think, because of COVID, and I spent it with my ex-partner's family for the last 2 years. I just, yeah, haven't had Christmas Day with my mum and dad and my brother, so that's kind of, yeah, really, really looking forward to just, you know, there's nothing like your own family Christmas, isn't there? Like, you know, you can go elsewhere and it's, you know, nice for other reasons, but, you know, you have your own traditions. Yeah. Like, we always get up and we have, like, smoked salmon and scrambled eggs for breakfast, and we open our stockings on the bed of mum and dad and, like, go for a nice long walk, and, you know, your mum's roast is like no one else's, isn't it? So, yeah, mainly just that and taking it easy. Yeah, and first Christmas with my boyfriend as well, which will be nice.
Yeah, so nice. Lou, what about you?
God, it sounds just so cheesy, but yeah, just being with my family and the baby. Yeah. Like, obviously, last year was officially our first Christmas, but she was like 10 days old and we were so in the thick of it and didn't really know left from right. So it was all a bit of a blur. So I think this one will feel really like proper.
Yeah. Special.
So yeah, just really excited for that feeling.
What are your New Year's plans?
I'll come back to London for New Year, actually. I'm not a fan of New Year. I say this every year and I really want to do it next year. I really want to go away on Boxing Day and be away for New Year. I think you've absolutely smashed it. Because that middle bit is like just such a lull and like the magic of Christmas is over. So yeah, we're actually back in London. We've got some fancy friends, but very chilled, actually.
Nice. Yeah. Polly?
Yeah, I think that's the way forward. Like, I've actually had some really good New Year's over the past like 4 or 5 years, which is like, I don't know, unusual because a lot of people are like, it's overrated, whatever. But it's always been because someone's hosted a house party rather than going out.
Essential to being at home. Yeah.
And I just can't be bothered with the argy bargy of going out and, you know, going to clubs or whatever. I don't like that normally, actually. I don't know why I'm pretending I do on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I was just going to go home and like have a chilled one with my mum and dad. And then my friend Emily the other day was like, so what are you doing? And I was like, oh, you know, just chill. She's like, well, Lydia's having a house party. I was like, okay. So I've had to bin my mum and dad off. Felt a bit guilty about it, but
you were there for Christmas.
I'll be there for Christmas. Yeah. And yeah, probably wake up feeling a bit ropey on New Year's Day, but
that's all right.
All good fun.
I think last New Year's Day I couldn't even stand. I drank so much tequila. That was an excellent start. Sherry, are you back in London for New Year's?
Yeah, back in London with the family. I mean, the deal was if I'm away for Christmas, I'll be home for New Year's. Fair, that's fair. I think we're going to keep it really low key. Just have like a game night.
That's so nice.
I found a new game, which is really good. It's called Karen.
It's
really funny because my sister is actually called Karen, and she is like the total opposite of what we now know as a Karen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this game is so you have a series of 1-star reviews that are real life that people have made of products of it's like Google stuff and restaurants, and then you have to throw in your own fake 1-star review, and then they guess which is the real one.
Love that. That's jokes. Yeah,
it's so funny, and you know, get a bit of creativity in there.
Yeah,
so
I think taking a game to like a dinner party or a family or whatever is such a good icebreaker.
Yeah, agreed.
Exactly.
So it's really sweet that you guys, you're not anymore, but that you were spending New Year's with your parents as well. Like, that would never cross my mind.
No, neither.
That's really
mine was always Christmas family, and then
New Year's
for friends. Things
New Year's, yeah.
I agree, but I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, no, it's really nice that they want to spend it with you as well. That's the offer has not been extended to me.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah,
lovely.
It's very chill, yeah.
Nice.
And what are you
doing? We're going away. Yeah, we're away. So we are going, we're doing an America trip. We're going to DC for a couple of nights, mainly inspired by you. Ben saw Polly's trip and was like, let's do that. I've been before, but he's never been, so I think it's going to be quite an intense museum trip, but looking forward to that. And then we're in New York for New Year's, and we've got friends who have got a place there. We're staying really close to them, so yeah, literally dinner party at theirs, which is my perfect place. And then on the 1st, we're heading upstate. We're going to Hudson Valley for 4 nights, which also I'm really excited about. We just wanted somewhere, we wanted something that could be a bit like adventure-y, and like, not, it's not that adventure-y, but like do new, you know, we can go hiking and be a bit outdoorsy there, and also see something new, but without kind of loads of internal flights and stuff. So everything is trains and cars and that kind of thing. Yeah, and then back to Manhattan for a night. So I've got the first week of January off, which I don't think I've done in like,
You'll come back so refreshed, because we've come back quite quickly this year.
It's quite a quick break. And do you know what, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, I remember last year for some reason really dreading January, like going into the new year really dreading it, and even though January is my least favorite month, I feel really good about it this year, and I don't know if that is because I've gotten a week of it eaten up, do you know, but I feel really like
Ready? Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
I agree, actually. Yeah, last year I got the worst January blues
Me
ever.
Too. I really struggled in January and February this year, actually. Yeah. Really struggled, yeah.
Whereas this year I'm like, right, ready, got some new goals. I think there's lots of exciting things happening.
Yeah. I think the key is to, either have like goals or like things already in the diary that you're looking forward to. So you're kind of, you're motivating yourself, working towards something. And
I always get really sad at the idea that you only can be happy if things are coming up in the pipeline. Like if your happiness is so hinged on looking forward to things.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about January, because it's less like in the moment and it's more about well, in 3 weeks I'll be doing this. But I feel better about enjoying the moment.
Good.
Holly, how do you feel going into the new year?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. I feel like ready for a bit of a fresh start.
Yeah, you've had a big year.
Year, and I think I might try and go on one of Harry's work trips to Antigua, which will definitely help. Yeah, a few days in the sun I think will definitely help. But also having a weekend away with my girlfriends at the end of January as well, which I know it's not to the end, but something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Also, aren't you doing the Paris Marathon?
Christ. Yeah, that'll be all right. We're putting it out into the public sphere, are we? I haven't yet signed up, okay? No, I'm doing Barcelona half in February with Harry, and then us three and our husbands/boyfriends are going to Paris to watch them do the marathon.
So the men are all doing
doing the marathon. Yeah. We think
Polly's gonna ditch
Polly
us.
Sacked us off.
The plan is that the three of us like drink wine while they run, but I think we're quite confident she'll be end up doing.
I kind of feel like the idea of it like fills me with like fear, but I do think I want to do a marathon before I die. Mm. Like, and I feel like I'm probably in the best point in my life to be able to do it. So now's the time. Like, I feel like I'm ahead with I could probably do a half marathon now. Mm. Like. If I really wanted to, so maybe I should just keep going and try and train for it, and like
you've done the training,
but then I do feel like the difference between a half and a full marathon is quite
turning around all over again.
I don't know, we shall see. I'm gonna try and do a half marathon in this kind of Christmas period, I think, where we've got lots of time, and see how I feel, and if it wasn't like totally horrendous I might sign up. We'll see.
Oh. Wow. Just you and me, kid.
Yeah.
Luke, January, how are you feeling going into this year?
Oh, January is my birthday month.
I was just about to say, it's your birthday.
So I find it hard when everyone's like so Debbie Downer about January, because I'm like, just save a little bit of excitement.
I'm thrilled for you that it's your birthday. Yeah, it doesn't feel like the month.
But yeah. I think my week in Cornwall is like, I genuinely feel like so refreshed excited. So
should we go do some karaoke on your birthday?
Oh my god, let's.
Oh gosh, you have to.
No, you come as well because you love karaoke.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
love that idea.
Resolutions. Anyone got any?
I don't know about you. Ooh. I feel so kind of tired and jaded that I haven't got anywhere close to thinking about what I should achieve next year. But anything spring to mind?
I just want to be a bit more of a doer.
Okay.
I think I feel like often, and like, time is not on my side with the baby, but often I think about things and then just like procrastinate or just put it off, and I want to be a bit more like tick it off immediately, you know?
Yeah.
I get that.
Polly?
Yeah, I think I like would like to also be a bit more organized in life generally. I think I'm quite similar, where if something doesn't appear to be that fun, I would just let it like get lower and lower down my priority list, and often like when I come to do it, like it just doesn't take that long.
Yeah, you just need to have done it,
and it always like looms over me and I feel a bit like, oh god. So yeah, maybe just, you know, be more of a doer when it comes to like to-do lists and just get shit done, and try not to be a procrastinator as well. So sorry to take your one, but that was a good one.
I'll share, don't worry.
Yeah. Cherry, if you're going to drink more water again this year, is that...
I
don't know, I feel like you say that every year, no? Have you done it?
Well, to be fair, I've been drinking a lot of water.
Well done, excellent.
What's my one? I don't really like resolutions, so I feel like it's a lot of pressure. However, I will be taking my health more seriously. Not that I don't already now, but I feel like I spend so much money on skincare and other things, like fun things. And I should probably just take it a bit more, just like little things like taking my supplements every day and doing all that like adult stuff that I know I should be doing.
That's one. I'm exactly the same. I just eat whatever I want and don't do any exercise. And like, I must start to, like, you know, I know that it's really important to be doing these things now for long term health. And then I get a cold and I'm like, why am I?
Yeah.
I think we all
know why.
So yeah, I'm going to make more of an effort on the health front. I also got loads of, I feel really like galvanized about work. I feel like we're ending the year on a real high.
Yeah.
Things have been great, particularly I'd say kind of since summer. And I feel like I've got loads of, they're sort of fizzing away. They're quite tired, but ideas that I feel really pumped about and things I want us to do next year. That,
well, Charles, to give you a big old pat on the back, I was talking to Harry the other day about you and like, I just feel like, you know, things have been great here under your editorship, and I think you've done
absolutely. It's not only me; we have a very
good team. No, I know, but like, you know, you're smashing it. Thank you. So you should be very proud.
Thank you. Well, it's been the whole year. The whole team honestly has done an amazing job this year, and I think we've achieved a lot of things that we wanted to achieve at Sherlux, and we've sort of bitten off huge amounts, but we've managed to chew them. It's a horrible expression, but yeah, onwards and upwards next year, because lots of exciting things to come. I think we'll leave it there. We could kind of continue this chat forever, but love catching up with you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Thank you everybody for listening, for sticking with us this year. Hope you all have wonderful, well, Christmas, holidays, whatever it is you're doing and however or whatever you're celebrating, then have a brilliant few weeks and we'll see you on the other side. Don't forget to send any feedback to podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And don't forget, I mean, you can still chat away in the community over the Christmas holidays. So the community is there if you've got any questions for us for January. And we'll see you in 2024. Bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.